Thank you for joining us today for the Whistler Plumbing and Air podcast. I'm speaking to James Whistler. James, as it gets colder and colder outside, you know, our heating systems, our furnaces, they're going to start breaking down. What does it look like when someone calls you and that you have to come out for a repair? How much does that cost? Can you even answer that question just generally?
Yeah, I think I can put a range to it. And sometimes people go, well, what is a repair? And, you know, there's several things that you can have done to your system. First and foremost, there's maintenance. And of course, that's not a repair. You know, that's just what it is maintenance. And then there's complete system replacement. You know, in the HVAC world, you know, that's a lot of times an outside unit and an inside unit, and any components that might be, you know, part of that system. And so a repair, you know, for instance, there might be major repairs and you might think, well, that was a replacement. Well, not exactly, because the whole system didn't get replaced. Mm-hmm. So a repair is basically anything outside of maintenance and a complete system replacement. I think, you know, repairs vary in size. I can give an average range, and generally a heating repair is going to be between $300 and $500. And you know, again, there's some that are going to be well over that, and there's some that might be under that. So sometimes, you know, a furnace, for instance, is pretty simple. You know, there's a heat exchanger, and it has some sort of fuel that burns, you know, that provides the heat. And, you know, so it's not a ton to it, but, you know, maybe a gas valve might have to be changed, or, you know, the cleaning of that is a maintenance item. So really the repairs can be somewhat simple on that end. But then if you have a heat pump, you know, they might be a little more complicated. You know, maybe it's a whole internal coil that needs to be replaced, and that can be much more expensive. So, you know, I think the important thing is that to prevent from having repairs in the HVAC world, do your maintenance, and it can prevent repairs. And then once you get to a certain point of the age of the system and you're starting to see repetitive repairs, or you know, repairs that just seem like every 6 months or something you're having to repair the system, it may be time to consider a complete system replacement so that you're not wasting money and putting, you know, repairs into an old system.
And this winter, when something does go wrong with a homeowner's heating, when can they call you? Are you guys available just certain times of the day and night?
Yes, we, you know, we answer the phones 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. And we generally do that live, unless one of the call takers is already on the line, and they can't get to that. But there are, depending on whether it's a Diamond Club family member or a true emergency, is whether we would come out in the middle of the night. We do try to prioritize those because I don't think anyone really wins if, you know, if it's not necessarily a true emergency.
All right. So if you're having any issues this winter, you can reach out to the team at Whistler Plumbing and Air. And that number to call is 540-483-9382.